So he answered him back and said, no. Omalei, ano kidach lishna the Rava svirli. I hold that the other lashon of Rava. The Omar Rava, utzricha nami tzuras apesach. And that's the way we hold malacha. Malacha koponim with the rabbonin, the third wall, you first need your tefach on top, and then plus the tefach, you also have to make a tzuras apesach also. That's the way you have to make the heksha sukkah. Right. Then the Mishnah, then in the Braisa, Stein and Kuchosin. The loch we hold, you need two walls to be 7 tefachim long, and the third wall could even be a tefach. Omar Rava, Rava says now a tremendous chiddush. Or some agoris now Rava, not Rava, but Rava. Omar Rava, v'chein l'shabbos. The same aloch applies to Hilchah Shabbos also. In other words, me go to have a doifun in your sukkah, v'bal nageh to a sukkah. This third wall is called a wall, l'mos like a fixture base. Even though really for Hilchah Shabbos, this should not be called Rishus HaYochid. If you only have two mechitzas, and the third mechitza is not a long mechitza, it's only one tefach, that's all it is, Vilcha Shabbos is not called Rishus HaYochid. To make something for Rishus HaYochid, Vilcha Shabbos, you have to have at least three good mechitzas. Mashenke now for Hilchah Sukkah, we're saying now picture base, it's called a good sukkah. Since the third mechitza is only a tefach, that's why we're going with Rabba, not Rova. Havada, we're not talking about you made a Tzuras HaPesach also. Because if you extended a Tzuras HaPesach on the left, on the right side, so Pshita, Vilcha Shabbos is called the good Mechitza. Tzuras HaPesach helps for Shabbos. We only said for Sukkah you need Mechitza's Nikaris. Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help. But Havada, Vilcha Shabbos, Tzuras HaPesach helps. So currently now with Gerus Rabba, we're not talking about you made a Tzuras HaPesach here. We're just talking about a pure picture base. You add just two Mechitzas, and the third Mechitza, the third Tefach, you stamp with one Tefach on top. So for Hilchah Sukkah, we said, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, it's called a good Sukkah now. Hilchah Shabbos, the whole year round, it's not called a good Rishus HaYochid. So if Rova, what's going to be on Shabbos that comes out on Sukkis, so Shabbos Sukkis, what's going to be on this Shabbos, it's called Rishus HaYochid. Amigo. Migu, David Daifel in the Sukkah. Migu, today is Sukkis. The Torah said that this third Mechitza, this little Tefach on top, it's called the mechitza. It makes the sukkah a kosher sukkah. It's heavy doifin in Shabbos. Who are then today when today is sukkah comes out on Shabbos? Sukkah Shabbos. It's called Rishus HaYochid. And the mail if you carry from Rishus Rabbim into the sukkah now, you be chayim midiraisa. That's Rabbi's tremendous chiddush. So Drashi v'chem the first big line. V'chem the Shabbos. Afa pisha tzorach l'Shabbos shalosh mechitzos le'yasav Rishus HaYochid. That's Rashi Shita. To make a Rishus HaYochid, you have to have three good mechitzas. Of a Shabbos shall sukkis, what's going to be that Shabbos comes out on sukkis? Muta lismecha mechitzas ha-sukkah. You'll have to be semech on your third wall that's only a tefach for the sukkah. What's the case? Im also b'shus rabin. You made your sukkah in the b'shus rabin right outside your front door. Right outside your front door is the b'shus rabin, and that's where you made your sukkah. Samach lepischoi. Now sukkah, the angel, ishtayim kechosin. You made a sukkah that only has two walls there. Ushlishas afilu tefach. And the third wall, you only have a tefach there. So now, midyaraisa, it's still called Rishus HaRabim, that sukkah. So really, on Shabbos sukkahs, you should not be allowed to carry from your house into your sukkah. The law is no. Machnes u'moitim en lebeitha. You're allowed to take out the food from your house and bring it into your sukkah. V'yafagad v'shash Shabbos is le'mishtori on any other Shabbos of the year. You're not allowed to carry out from your house onto the sukkah. Still, this Shabbos you're allowed to. Why? That's Rabbis for Amigu. Migu, the terrorist said today, that this tefach is called a mechitza for the Hilchah Sukkah. So Adin is called a mechitza for Hilchah Shabbos. And now it's called like you have three mechitzas. Midirayt says it's called the Rishus HaYochid. Merely let it carry out from your house into the Sukkah. Right. Eisvei Abaye. So Abaye has a kashya to Rabba. Umi Yarmina Migu, is it true what you're saying is tremendous chiddush? That you say Migu, something's good for Sukkah. It's good for Shabbos. For Tanya, we learned like this. Doifin Sukkah ki doifin Shabbos. The halachas of the walls of the sukkah have the same coolness like the walls by Shabbos. Another drash explains, we have more nervin, that to make a mechitza, to make a Rishus HaYochid by Shabbos, either you can have just shesis, or else just oras. Either you can have sticks standing up, one next to another, abida within three tefachim, one next to the other. So you say, love it. You can have a mechitza just like this, mamash, a stick mashu, or in between, a little bit less than three tefachim, then another stick mashu. You say, love it, say that you have a mechitza. So even though it's only shesi, still it's a good mechitza. Who would then you could have oras? You could have a string going across, and then a little bit less than three tefachim, you have another string going across. So you say, love it like this, to make mechitzas going up this way. So just like they're good by Shabbos, who are then they're good for Sukkah also? The mechitzas of the Sukkah are also good. And we'll soon say, not like a man yom on the base. One man yom on the base says, the same word is a loch of chamso, is possible by the Sukkah, who then is possible by the defanis? One man yom says, the walls of the Sukkah has to be walls that don't let sun come in. But Allah, we don't hold like that. Allah, we hold the din itself is only by the tzchach and not by the defanis, by the walls. Similarly, you're allowed to have walls like this. Even though about all the sun will come in. Because all you have is just mamash a mashu of a stick here, and then a little bit less than 3 tefach of another mashu. So as much opening more, still it's kosher. So that's what the Braita says, that doifin sukkah, the lochas of the mechitzas by the sukkah, ki doifin Shabbos. Could be the same type of the fanas that are kosher by Shabbos. Obovad, providing though, shlo yehei ben korin lechabei reshloish tefachim. Between one stick and the next stick, there should not be a complete 3 tefachim in between. Because when you have a complete 3 tefachim, then you don't say love it. Now, the Braita says, the Yeseiro Shabbos al Sukkah. Shabbos has a more chomedic halacha than Hilchas Sukkah does. Shaha Shabbos ain't any terrorist el bi'omed mrubal aparetz. Shabbos is only mutter if Rashi learns here means you take the cheshbon of all 4 walls. And all 4 walls, you have to have more oimed than you have aparetz. You have to have more mechitza space than you have openings. Like Lamoshel, in the 4 walls, you can have, let's say, a Pesach. In other words, you can have a mechitza 5 tefachim here, then you have another mechitz here, 5 tefachim, and then you have a 5 tefachim space in between. And it's kosher, but there is a Pesach. Even though it's not a lovet, it's more than 3 tefachim, but it's called a Pesach. And again, Nachum will hear also you have a Pesach. So Vilchus Shabbos, even though the Halacha is a Pesachim in between, but it has to be when you add up the space of all the mechitzes, there's more mechitza than there is poritz. If there's more opening than mechitza, it's possible. That's by Shabbos. Mashenkin Sukkah is not the way. So the Bryce says, V'yaseira Shabbos al-Sukkah. Shabbos has a more chomadik halach than Hilchas Sukkah does. Shah Shabbos ain't any terrace, Ella, p'yoymim rubal aparetz. You have to have more oymim than parets. Mashenkin b'sukkah. By Sukkah, since we have the loch l'moshim Sinai, you just need 3 mechitzes. And the third one is not even a tefach, so come out automatically, you come out to have row with it open. So even though on the other 2 walls, you have p'sachim also, that you'll have more openings than closure, still is kosher. By Sukkah, that's the Chiddush, that even though it's more opening, still it's kosher. Shashlik Mashenkin, Rashi Shashabbos and the Teres. Then Yeshbab Sachamar, if you have a lot of openings, a lot of door space, open door space in your walls, Shein Bem Surah Sapesach, doesn't have Surah Sapesach, for Rav Maloimid, there's more openings than closure, Mavatle Liyomid, it breaks the Mechitza, it's not called the Mechitza. Mashenkin Besukkah, there's Sagale Beshtayim Kechosin, Oshishis Afil Tefach, the Afilu Hoyle Psachim Meshtay Adafanis, even if the other 2 walls have holes in them also. Echor Hashnayim, 1 or 2. Dechim Estarfalu, Bahad Bahadi, when you hear them all up, Shtayim Aprutzais, Hevel Aparth Ruba Shaya. Even though you'll have more opening than closure, still it's kosher. Since it's a Chumrah of Shabbos over Sukkah, that Shabbos, the Mechitzas have to be more closed, and by Sukkah they could even be more opened. That's what the Braita says. So what's Megayah to us? The Gemara asks Kasha now like this. Now my lab, doesn't this Braita mean to say, Yeseira Shabbos the Sukkah a Sukkah, that even when Shabbos comes out on Sukkot, this Shabbos also has the same halacha, that if you have your Sukkah, that if your Sukkah has now more open space than closure, even though it's a kosher Sukkah, but Nageya for Shabbos though, it's not called Rishus Yachid, and you're not allowed to carry out. So Khuri, you see, you don't say Migu. I don't say Migu, these are good mechitzas for Sukkah, it's a good mechitza on Shabbos Sukkah, Vilcha Shabbos also. So I say, I don't say Migu. I don't say Migu. So Mar says, no, you have no right from this Braisa. Loi, you know what the Braisa means? Yeseira Shabbos the Alma. It just means the other 51 Shabbosim of the year. The other Shabbosim of the year is more Chaymer al Shabbos HaSukkah. More than the one Shabbos that comes out on Sukkot. Enechanami. The Shabbos that comes out on Sukkot, Migu, that's called a good Mechitza now for the Sukkah, even though there's more opening than closure, it's kosher for Shabbos also. Mashenka, the rest of the year, the other Shabbosim of the year, it's possible, it's not called Rishus Yachid, since you have more opening than closure. So maybe it's not a Kashan Rabba. For the Gemara Yehochiv, that's true what you're saying, that the Brice is takos for Migu. Listen, weren't the Brice say another Migu? The Brice should have said like this, Yoch, listen, Nami. Yisei Rasukkah the Alma should have said that Sukkah, in the middle of the week, has the more Chomedik Alocha, a Sukkah the Shabbos, than on the Sukkah that comes out on the day of Shabbos. Why? In other words, the sukkah you need for the weekdays are more chomer, I'll tell you, than the sukkah you need for Shabbos. Tilu sukkah the Alma, when sukkah is the 7 days of sukkahs, the weekdays of sukkahs. Tilu sukkah the Alma, boi, tefach, seichi. In a case we have like picture Dalit, really, Gimel or Dalit, when you have like the Mavim of Foolish, we have just two walls, the one adjacent to the other one. So the top closure, you have to have a tefach, even though before we said you have to have a pas dalat chokm. But this is a chiddush, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that said all you need a tefach. Later the Gemara said, Yeshua ben Levi said you have to have a pas arva. But first Rabbi Yehuda said even a tefach is enough. So Gemara means to say, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, a kol ponim need a tefach. Mashenkin here on Shabbos, it should be enough to have just a lechi. A kol ponim, by Sukkah though, in the middle of the week, the avadi, you have to have a good third wall. You have to have at least, the Gemara said, Lashon Tefach, the Chur means four Tefachim, we had before. It's like this, Vilu Sukkah the Yalma, Boy Tefach Shechit. Vilu Sukkah the Shabbos. When Shabbos comes out on Sukkis, Hatayuloi Boy Tefach Shechit. Then for the last Mechitze, you shouldn't have to have even a Tefach. For the Sagi Belechi, it should be enough just to have a Lechi. We know a Lechi helps by Ervin, even though it's a Mashu. Do Atu Diyamaj, your sheet the Rabbah holds, Sikha Gabi Movi. Let's say you have a sukkah just has two walls, like picture Dalit. Two walls, one opposite the other one, like a movim of foolish. Sheyesh lo lechi, if on one end of it you have a lechi, just mamash a little stick, sticking up a mashu of a stick, is kosher. Why? Because you say migu. Rabbi Shitter is that lechi is mashu mechitza. That midiraisa lechi mamash is sosum, closes up this third wall. Therefore midiraisa makes it into a shusi yachid. So on Shabbos or Sukkis, forget about the loch of sukkah. Al Shabbos alone, if you have two mechitas like Gimel and Dalet, and then you put a lechi on top, a small mashu, makes it for Shus Yochid. So on Shabbos at Sukkah, should be the same halacha. If you have the Sukkah now, you put Tzchach on top of it, there's only a lechi there, it's kosher. So just say a big Kiddush, even in the middle of the weekday, when you want to use your Sukkah. It's only kosher if on top you have to have a good mechitza there, that we had before Pas Dalet, you have to have. But on Sukkahs of Shabbos, it's enough just to have a lechi. So namash it's a kula. So why doesn't it say you have kulas also? That sometimes on Shabbos, on Sukkot, it's a more kula because you have less of a sukkah to make a kosher. The Sagim Lechi. And of the Gemara, it's true. Avad, it's true. Abahula Yitzruch, the Braita didn't have to say it. Avad, the Locher is Emes, according to Rabbah. But the Braita didn't say it. You know why? Hashto mikilta lachamir tamrinon. Madach, the Braita is saying, halachas of sukkah. Now sukkah is called the kilta, it's called the kal, an easy halacha. Because sukkah is no chiv misa sukkah, it's only mitzvah sasei to make a sukkah. Shabbos is called the chamirta, because Shabbos the carrying out to make rishus yochid is the derais yichayiv misa for the malachas on Shabbos. So the says swear like this, madach the brisa says, hashtu mikilt lachamirta minon, we said, well you have your sukkah has only two walls and a third mechitza, one tefach. Now vilcha sukkah, it's called a good sukkah. What about for Shabbos? You're telling me a chiddush? Yes, it's even called now Rishus Yochid for Shabbos. So that's called Mikilta. You're taking the cool dik halachas of Sukkah and saying these kal halachas of Sukkah apply still for Shabbos to the Chamirta. So they're like a picture base. Really, you only have two walls and a third wall, only a tefach. Really, for Shabbos, it shouldn't be called Rishus Yochid. But since today is Sukkot and today it's called the Kosher Sukkah, who are din on Shabbos Sukkah is called Rishus Yochid. So maduch, you say the kalvik halachas of sukkah applies to the chum of the gedinim of Shabbos, amrinon. So for sure you say the other way. Avade mechemirta lekilta lekoshchein. Avade in this last case, where for hilcha Shabbos is called the good mechitza. Like here, picture Dalit, we have a movi. We have two mechitzas, one adjacent to the other one. And on top you have a lechi. So maduch, hilcha Shabbos is called Rishus Yochid. For Shabbos is called the mechitza, which is a chum of the gedin Shabbos. For sure, Avad will help Vilcha Sukkah. Say Nechman, you don't have to tell me this. Avad will help Vilcha Sukkah. Look, all Shechem. Moshe says, Nagufa. Omar Rava, what did Rava say? That Sikha Chagabe Movi. Sheyesh Lelechi. If you have a Sukkah that looks like a Movi, just has two good walls, one adjacent to the other one, and on the top of it you have a Lechi, it's Ksheira, it's called a good Sukkah. It's Migul that the Lechi helps Vilcha Shabbos, who are then on Sukkahs of Shabbos, is good for the sukkah. The Yomar Rav, Rav said another chiddush also. What about tzichech agabe pasi birois? You put a schach on top of pasi birois. Pasi birois, the other Gemara in Ervin, like the right to the left picture in Rashi, that I'm all the other regal, used to go to the regal, they used to have to travel on Shabbos, or at least they were on the road on Shabbos, and sometimes they had to feed their animals water. So the boar, where the water is a Rishus Yochid, and the animals on top are Rishus Rabin. So they had problems getting the water out of the board to the top. So the eighth was to make a pasi brois. That makes two, take a stick, a mechitza, that's an amma wide. And on each corner, make an amma by an amma. Like mamash, an L shape. Each corner of the four corners should be like an L. So Kumta says, really, on each corner you have an L shape, amma by an amma. In between the space could be up to yud amas. Mamash, like almost 20 feet in between. And then on the other side again, you have another amma and an amma coming down. That was then a passive rois. That midiraisa, those are called good mechitzas. Even though really on each side, all you have is just two amas. You have a space of kamat, 10 amas in between, but on the right and left side on top, you have two amas. One am on the right, one am on the left. On each side of the wall, you have two amas. So that's called a good mechitza. Filcha Shabbos. So Kurova, on Shabbos Sukkis, if you put tzchach on top of these passive rois, it's also kosher for sukkah. Agai passive rois, ksheira. That was Rav's three chidushim he said here that you say migu. Migu, something helps for Shabbos, it helps for sukkah. And before migu, something helps for sukkah, it helps for Shabbos also. Now the Gemara says Tzricha. I need Rabbis, all three dinim that he says here. From one alone, I wouldn't know the other one. The Ashmina Mavi, if it only say it's Chiddush of Mavi, where you have your two walls adjacent, one adjacent the other one. And then you put a lechi on top, only one smaller mashu of a board sticking straight up. So you're telling me now, Migu is called a good mechitza for Shabbos, it's good for Sukkot of Shabbos. What is a good? Mishum Dika Shtei Defanas Mal Yisom. Because I call upon him, you have two good walls though. You have two walls long seven tefachim, adjacent, one adjacent the other one. So since you have two good walls, maybe that's why I say with the lechi for the third wall, it helps for Shabbos, I can hear migu, it also helps for sukkah. Ah, v'gavi pasib royis. Mashenk, in the case of pasib royis here, the lechi shtei defanas mal yisur. You don't have anywhere no two good walls good. Because walls of a sukkah have to at least be seven tefachim. Now an amma is only six tefachim. So on each two walls, like each diyoy, each two mechitzas on top is only one amma by another amma. It's only six tefachim and six tefachim. So you don't have anywhere a mechitzah of seven tefachim. So the pasuk brois, I would think maybe it's no good for sukkah, even though it's good for Hilchos Shabbos. Maybe it's a locha dafkin Shabbos and not in sukkah. I wouldn't know this. Hey Maloy, maybe for sukkah it wouldn't be good. Kamashimul or no, still I say a migu. Migu that these four walls here are good for Hilchos Shabbos. Who are there now on Shabbos Sukkah? If you put the schach on top, it's a kosher sukkah. The Yashmina Pasib Rois of Rabbah would only say that's Chiddush by Pasib Rois. I could put the schach on top, Mishum Dika Shem Arba Defanis. In one way, though, it's better than Movi. Because the mice, even though there's no good four walls, but you have like crooked half four walls. You have something like four walls. Like on all four sides, you have at least two amas. So you have something looking like four walls. Maybe there I say, you say migu, it helps for sukkah also. Ah, we'll see chagabi movi. Mashenk muyoni, you have two wools, that's all. The third wool is only a lechi yamashu, the lekish shame arba defanis. You don't have no four wools there. You only have two wools. A malois, maybe there I would not say migu, even though it's good for Shabbos, maybe it's no good for sukkis. Is kamash malon? That no, still I say migu. Migu, these mechitas help for Shabbos. On Shabbos sukkis, you put a tzchach on top of them, it's a good sukkah. So, Abizoy, what do we need the first halacha now for? The first halacha was that migu, that the original sukkah, that has only two walls and the third wall is a tefach, migu was called a sukkah. For sukkah, it's called Rishus Yachat for Shabbos. What do I need that first migu for? So, Zevi Yashmin Hanitarti, if we would only say these last two cases of Rabbah, I would say Mechamirt Latilta. I only say something that's kosher for Hilchos Shabbos, the Chomet Gadin, also is kosher for Hilchos Sukkah, Kal de Gadin. But the other way, something that's only said by Hilchos Sukkah, we have Shnayim Kilchosim, and the third wall you're making only a Tefach. So the halacha was said only by Sukkah, which is a Kaldik halacha, it's only a Mitzvah Saseh, there's no Chiv Mis involved. Maybe Nogeya, that should be called Rishus Yochid, Vilchus Shabbos, which is a more Chomet Gadin, Emaloi. Maybe I would not say the halacha of a Migu, Tzricha, I need the Chiddush. No, even there also, that's the biggest Chiddush. Even there I say Migu. That migu, that is third mechitzah, is only a tefach, helps Vilchus Sukkah, who I did now on Sukkah, because Shabbos comes out on Sukkah, it's also called Rishus Yochid Midiraisom. And you'll let it carry out from your house into the Sukkah, tremendous Chiddush. So that's Rabbis Chiddushim, we say Migu's all these three cases. All right. Stop here.